Well, today is Remembrance Day. And it won't be this generation that lets it pass. So we want to mark the day by inviting you to join us in remembering those that went before us. We feel sure your families, like ours, were all affected by the Great War. And we would like to remember those that gave so much through the telling of a true story. And this is the story of my great uncle William. There he is with mum and dad, that's Henry and Flo. Now my great uncle Will, he joined Kitchener's New Army in October 1914. He was 19, as you see him there. He was the oldest of 9 children to Henry and Flo. Will thought, well, it's October now, so okay, Christmas at home, and then I expect they'll send me off to France. Wrong. His battalion embarked for France on December the 23rd, 1914. Pack up your troubles in your own kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Now I want you to imagine, it's Christmas Day in the trenches in France. It's definitely Christmas car weather. Because there's been a heavy frost and the whole land is white. And it's freezing. The battalion are all huddled together in their trenches around braziers. They're eating soup, singing, smoking the fags that Princess Mary had sent them in the Christmas tin. You might have seen these. And 100 yards away, the lads could hear the Germans talking and laughing in their trench. The Germans had a motto engraved on their belt buckles. This said, "Gott mit uns," which means God is with us. And they used to shout this to the British lads, "Gott mit uns." And the British lads held up their gloved hands and shouted back, "We got mittens too." Then it began to snow. And it all went quiet as the flakes began to fall. And then the British lads heard singing. And it was coming from the German trench.
Oh, yeah.
and they shouted, "Merry Christmas, Tommy. No shooting today. It's Christmas." And the British flag shouted, "Yeah, Merry Christmas, Fritz." And the Germans held up illuminated lanterns, and the lights turned the snowflakes gold as they fell by. And the British lads, they held up lighted candles all along the lines, and it looked like some glorious illuminated fate. In some places along the trenches, no man's land became every man's land, where soldiers from both sides met and talked, showed photos and swapped cigarettes and chocolate. But that didn't happen here, not in Will's case. But it looked magical. And everyone was so happy. And there was no shooting. It was truly special. And I'm glad it was so special, as Will never saw another Christmas. The following June, William returned home injured. And in the October, he passed away in his mother's arms. Now, Will's story is not unique. There are a million stories like this one. But I wanted to share it with you today because I have inherited Henry and Flo's scroll. The scroll they got from King George V. And it says on this scroll, "Let all those who come after see to it that their names be not forgotten." So let's just pause for a moment and remember all those that went